This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. North Korea says it has tested long-range multiple rocket launchers and tactical guided weapons a day after Pyongyang appeared to have launched its first short-range missile in more than a year. The Korean Central News Agency called Saturday's action a strike drill that was overseen by Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has more on Saturday's launch.
North Korea fired several unidentified projectiles from its east coast on Saturday. That's according to South Korea's military, who had initially described it as a missile launch, but later gave a more vague description. If they were missiles, it would be the first launch in over a year and comes amid a breakdown in talks with Washington and a failed nuclear summit with President Trump in February.
Sometimes you have to walk.
South Korea says it's holding a joint analysis with the United States. Kim Jong-un had warned that a state of hostility could easily return, according to North Korean media last month.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. U.S. federal transportation authorities say they are investigating why a Boeing 737 jetliner skidded off a runway and ended up on a river Friday in Jacksonville, Florida. The accident took place in a heavy thunderstorm as the plane traveled from Cuba to North Florida. 136 passengers were on board. National Transportation Safety Board Vice Chairman Bruce Landsberg promised a thorough investigation.
The weather will be looking very closely at that. There were some reports of heavy rain, and we haven't ascertained yet exactly what the weather was at the time of landing.
A horse named Maximum Security has won the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby. Country House finished second and Code of Honor was third. The Kentucky Derby is the first of three annual horse races that have become known as the Triple Crown. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department says it condemns Gaza militants' rocket attacks and support on Israel and supports Israel's right to self-defense. The statement was issued Saturday after Palestinian militants fired more than 200 rockets into Israel. Three Palestinians were killed in the violence and three Israelis were wounded by rocket fire. The United States called for an immediate cessation of what it called Islamic Jihad from Gaza and said Israeli civilians have a right to defend themselves. Earlier in the day, Turkey's foreign minister said Israeli forces targeted a building in Gaza where the offices of Turkey's state-run news agency are located. He called the attacks a crime against humanity. Fighting continued Saturday for control of Tripoli. In the backdrop, an attempt by the rebel Libyan National Army to seize the reins of power in the country. VOA's Heather Murdoch has more.
Local officials say more than 45,000 people have been displaced in this conflict, and at least 22 civilians have been killed. And as the fight continues, analysts say any concise military victory would mean a tragedy for the local populations, and the only real way out is a political solution. Reporting from Tripoli in Libya, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
The intensified fighting in Libya has been going on for 5 weeks, and so far Tripoli's southern defenses have proven difficult to breach. There's a royal baby watch going on in Britain as Prince Harry's wife Meghan approaches her due date. This will be the first child for the royal couple. AP's Sarah Bassett has more.
The Duchess of Sussex is not expected to have the baby at St Mary's Hospital in London, where her sister-in-law Kate had her children. She is sticking closer to the couple's home near Windsor, where media and well-wishers are continuing to camp out. The royal couple have kept their birth plans and due date secret, though Meghan said months ago that the baby was due in late April or early May. The baby will be the seventh in line to the British throne and the eighth great-grandchild of Queen Elizabeth II. Sarah Bassett, London.
Cyclone Fani has been downgraded after a destructive trip through India's eastern Odisha state on Friday. Authorities say they're investigating at least 12 reported deaths in India. At least four are believed dead in Bangladesh, where the storm passed after its dramatic landfall. In the 24 hours preceding the storm, an unprecedented 1.2 million people in India were evacuated. Indian authorities said the evacuation avoided a much greater loss of life. And SpaceX launched a load of supplies to the International Space Station on Saturday following a pair of unusual power delays. A Falcon rocket raced into the pre-dawn darkness, carrying a capsule with 2,500 kilograms of supplies and experiment material for the six-person crew of the International Space Station. It's expected to arrive at the space station on Monday. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.